Hashem has ordered you to attack Mitzrayim. From the day that you were created, you were designated for this task. Make peace amongst yourselves and unite against the common enemy, Mitzrayim.
Immediately, animals from all four corners of the globe began to converge on Egypt to be ready for their assault the next day. Lions, bears, leopards, panthers, hyenas, wolves, wild boars, donkeys, oxen, kangaroos, fox, wild goats, elephants, giraffes, any animal that you have ever imagined.
So, Femi, there has been peace for a while, eh?
Yes, Chasisi, but the king is not letting the Ivrim go. It is insanity, pure insanity. All the more so in light of the fact that there is talk of more to come.
What are you talking about?
They say that Moshe was down by the river yesterday, having a little talk with our god king.
Ugh! You are giving too much credit to this Ben Amram. He's not nearly as powerful as they make him out to be. These so-called plagues are nothing more than natural disasters. They can be explained by the laws of nature.
Tell me, friend, since when has Chasisi the Wise abandoned the reason for madness?
Listen to me, my friend. Some people will blame a common storm, a hurricane, on the hand of God. It is a storm. That is how the world works.
Chasisi, the day of reckoning is not coming. It is here. Change the way you think. Use your mind. Be honest.
What was that?
I don't know. It sounds like the army is marching this way.
Why would the army march toward the interior of the country? There is no war going on.
That is no army, Chasisi.
Femi, this is another natural phenomenon. I am sure it can be explained by the laws of nature.
Look at that cloud of dust coming over the mountains.
What is this new devilry?
It's an army, all right. It's an army of beasts. Run, Chasisi, run for your life!
And so it began. An army of thousands of beasts descended down the mountain range and into Egypt. Animals from every region in the world, enormous white bears from the frozen region in the north, walked side by side with the giraffe and the gazelle of the scorching desert plains of Africa. And I might add that the usually mild-mannered giraffe was far from tame. These are enormous beasts, and at the command of the god of the Ivrim, they attacked with a vengeance, just like the deadly lion and tiger, as did all the other usually tame animals. In the streets there is total pandemonium. Men, women, and children run in every which direction to avoid the beasts of terror. Huge snakes slither through the streets unchecked. Wherever one looks, one sees a beast devouring its kill. The sky is filled with every bird you could ever imagine. From time to time, they swoop down and snatch a child from their mother's arms.
Ah, my baby! My baby! It took my baby! Help me! Do something! Don't just stand there! Do something!
How eerily familiar. Many years ago, a mother of an Ivri baby was screaming in a very similar fashion.
And so Kindalach, it began. The armies of Mitzrayim, special soldiers, came marching into Gaishan. And in the middle of the night, they started banging on the doors.
Alles raus! Alles raus! Raus, raus, raus! Alles raus!
They came in and they saw a little baby boy. They hopped away the baby boy. And they started schlepping the baby boy and taking him down to the river. And the mother was screaming, "My baby! Give me back my baby! It's my baby!" They wouldn't listen to her and they'd chase her away. By the Nilus Kindelach, the babies were swallowed into the water. And soon it wasn't just the soldiers that were taking away the Yiddish kids, but all the Mitzrim joined in this baby hunt. And wherever you went in Goshen, there were Mitzrim looking around trying to find Yiddish boys to chop them away. And if they found one, they quickly called a soldier, a Mitzrish soldier. They said, "There's a little baby boy in that house. Go chop it away from them." And he came and he broke down the door.
Host! Host!
Picked the baby and he'd run down to the Nilus. And pretty soon, Kindelach Parah got so caught up with this fun that he was having that he forgot all about not getting punished. And he would take the little babies and he told them to throw the baby right into the Nilus. Throw them into the river. Don't even leave them on the side. And it became a big game for all of the Mitzrim. And the Yidden didn't know what to do. It was terrible. Wherever you went, there were Yidden that were being schlepped away from their kids.
Their God pays back measure for measure. The populace locked themselves into their homes and hunkered down, hoping, as in the past, the plague would run its course. But then out of the sea emerged a giant sea creature with enormous tentacles. It lumbered down the street, and as it passed by the different homes, its massive tentacles reached through the windows and slithered through the house until they found the lock on the door. The door was now wide open. The inhabitants of the home were now fair game to the hordes of wild beasts. And when I say fair game, I mean fair game. The streets were littered with corpses. Wherever one walks, one stumbles over a dead Egyptian. The beasts are killing indiscriminately. But in Goshen, there is peace and quiet. The king has taken refuge in his fortified palace. But he knows he is fighting a losing battle.
Send someone to get Moshe and Aharon.
No one can leave the palace, your majesty, for they will be ripped apart.
Is there no one in this court who is willing to do his king's wishes?
There is an Ivri in my quarters. Perhaps we can send him.
Why? Why?
Why is there a filthy Ivri in my palace? Oh, Osiris!
Well, your majesty...
Ah, what's the difference?
Tell him to see to it that Moshe and Aharon come here at once.
Your majesty. I had the Ivri summon Moshe and Aharon. I watched from the window. The Ivri walked the streets that were teeming with the most ferocious man-eating beasts, as if he were taking a stroll through a group of puppies and kittens. Not long thereafter, Moshe and Aharon stood face to face with a man that not long ago was the most powerful man in the civilized world.
It is clear to me that you are not impostors and adventurers. You do indeed represent a most powerful god. And quite frankly, he is a god that is worthy of me dealing with. In the past, I saw him as a god that lives in the desert. As you always went out to the desert to speak with him. But it has become clear to me of late that this god of yours is here in Egypt as well. That being the case, I will allow you to sacrifice to him right here. In the land of Egypt.
Lo nachon lasis, king. kisayavas mitzrayim nizbach l'ashem eloikeinu. Hein nizbach es toyavas mitzrayim le'eneyem v'lo yiskalunu? It is not proper to do so. For the abomination of the Egyptians we shall sacrifice to Hashem Elokeinu. If we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes, will they not stone us? Derech shloishes yomim neilech bamidbor, v'zavachnu la Hashem Elokeinu, kasher yoymar eleinu.